This is Flash at Drop in a Coil on Thursday night, the 9th of April, 2020. And we've got Larry Woods and Rob Works in the wings. They're going to continue the talk that they've been having so far about the creation of the coil from its very early beginnings to a finished product. And probably a whole lot of other shit, because these guys know stuff. And we've got in the RLM chat, the chatters for your reading perusal are Barman, Beetle, Cowboy Tech, Grimnir, Kate, Anti, Chalcedony, Circolo, hello, me, Frumpy, Frumpy Work, Graham Z, Prince, Rob Works, the Bubbler, Trust Number One, Band of White. Hey, Larry, you want to log on to the RLM in case you get questions? That would probably be helpful. Then people can.
Why don't you read the questions for me? Because I can't read and talk at the same time.
And then we'll have to have some way for me to interrupt you that's not rude and insulting to do that.
I'll watch the questions.
Oh, okay. There you go. That solves that, Rob. Thank you.
There we go.
Okay. We've got Van White, Weather Dork, Phantom, CC66, Chaskura, Cyborg Noodle, E-Man, N-Civ, Grommet, Kiss, Mr. Snick, Bonesaw, Sock Puppet, Smartass, The Holiest Roger, What the Hell, and Z-Pix. And those are your challengers in the academic world for your reading and perusal tonight. And that's it for me, guys. Larry, Rob?
Okay. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Rob.
Well,
thanks, Flash.
Yes, thanks for the intro there, Flash. Well, like I said, I wanted to go over the coil one more time as far as the wrapping, and I've got the donut ready. I've got the wire. I just don't have the exact. I kind of needed like a diagram or something that I can actually see how this thing works. As far as, I mean, maybe you can go over it.
Yeah,
I can get it.
Maybe I can explain it.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw a donut on a piece of paper right here. So I've got a donut here. Okay. Now,
with your compass, make your circle.
Uh-huh.
And with the protractor, go and mark out your degrees from zero, it's 360 at the top, 10 degrees, 20 degrees, 30 degrees, all the way around.
Okay.
Okay, that's going to give you from 0 to 36, or from 0 to 360, just drop the zeros.
Right, right.
Okay.
All right. So every 10 degrees, make the mark. Okay.
Okay. Now, that's drop all of those numbers down to 1 through 9. If it's 12, it's 1 plus 2 is 3. If it's 13, it's 1 plus 3 is 4. You understand that part?
Okay.
Okay, 1,
all right,
2,
now
3,
we're still
4,
talking
5.
About, we're
yeah.
still talking about the 10-degree increments.
Okay, you're right. 10 degrees.
Okay, so you've got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. So those are just 1, 2, 3, 4,
70, 80, 90, 100. When you get
right.
to 100,
that's a
one. That's one.
Or 100 is a one. 100 or 110 is two.
Yeah.
120 is three.
Yes.
And so it's basically.
Just add the numbers
okay,
that
so
make up that number together.
Okay, so we're not going all the way down to actual degrees. We're going by 10 degrees on each one. That's
right.
Where I was not sure of. Yeah, okay, ten, so I understand that. So that all breaks down using vortex math into 1 through 9s.
Yeah, 1 through 9, and it goes around twice, 3 times.
Goes around
twice. 9, 18. It goes around 3 times. Okay.
Okay, so 3 times, that means...
Yeah, you just get 1 through 9 going there 3 times.
Oh, out of the 360?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and because it's 3 times, that gives you an equilateral triangle. Just keep that in the back of your head. All right, the firing pattern is 1. So at your first 1, start your line, go to 4, and then go back to 7 on the other side, and back to 1. That will make something that looks like an equilateral triangle on your two-dimensional drawing.
Okay, right? So go from 1, which is actually 10 degrees.
Yep, to okay. 40 degrees.
And so go in and around and up on 40.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then in and around.
And from 40.
And back up to 70.
To 7 on the left-hand side. That would be what? 250?
What?
250 degrees for that 7. And then back to 1.
Now wait.
Okay, you go from 1 to 40,
uh-huh.
Right? From 10 to 40,
right?
And then you move to 7. That's your next 7. Continuing to go clockwise around that coil.
Right.
Okay, that next 7 is what? 250 degrees. Be 25.
No.
Okay, that doesn't matter. I'm not looking at a diagram. I don't know what number it would be. And then from that 7, back to 1.
Well, the first 7 you come to after 40 is 70.
No, keep on going. You're making an equilateral triangle.
Okay. See, this isn't making sense to me because...
Okay.
If you go around 10, come up on 40.
You're doing it on a piece of paper, right?
Yeah.
Draw a straight line between 10 and 40.
Okay, that's just like a little...
Yeah, a straight line down.
Down?
Yeah.
40 degrees is 30 degrees away from 10. It's just over a tad.
Yeah. And you're making, this is going to turn out to be an equilateral triangle. So the 7 that's closest to your 360
Okay. This is,
that's not it either.
That's not making any sense to
that's
me.
That's not it either. It's first set, the second set, the third set. Should be in your third set of numbers. Let me get something out here.
I'm going to have to see something.
Hang on. Talk to you about my head for a second. Let me get a picture here.
Okay.
All right. We're taking a little break from the hustle and bustle of trying to communicate through words on paper. It's a little difficult.
Yeah, it's hard to.
But if you both did the same thing together at the same time, you should both get the same results if that is indeed what you're doing. Difficult stuff, Rob. Come on. This is not the squeamish.
It's not. Yeah, well, it's not easy because he's telling me 10, 40, 70, mm-hmm. 147,
mm-hmm.
and I'm counting degrees over going clockwise on a dial here,
mm-hmm.
and 10, 40, 70 is 147. And that's all in the upper right quadrant of the donut. Okay. And he's talking about making a triangle. It's just not
way over my head anyway. I'm just the clown that asked the easier questions. Well, right. I'm sure you guys will figure out what the situation is.
Yeah, well, it's just a matter of...
He said, come on and stall for a few minutes while he looks for a picture.
Yeah.
So that's why I did this. This was not my idea. I'm innocent. But, well, when you think about how difficult it is to convey a picture in somebody else's mind with words...
It's very difficult.
Yeah. But if you're both doing the same thing simultaneously, you should both come up with the same answer. So just let me know when I'm done stalling. I didn't mean to do this, but are you back, Larry? Good. Help.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. The second seven that you come to.
That's going to be 160.
Okay. From 4 to that 7.
Okay.
And then back to 1.
Okay.
Does that give you an equilateral triangle?
No.
Well, that's not fair.
I mean, not looking down on it. I mean, if you're drawing straight lines, it doesn't.
I don't have an exit drawing here.
I mean, if you're looking for
okay,
a triangle.
Let's start again and see what we've got. You've got your 10 degrees marked out all the way around, right?
I've only got it halfway down to 180 right now, but
okay,
I can do the rest. This is making for dry radio. Bear with us, folks. I kind of sprung this on Larry at the last minute here, actually.
Here.
At 91.
Anyhow,
that's where I made my mistake. It's not the first 4, it's the second 4.
Okay. So that would be 80.
Yeah.
Which,
Larry.
Yeah, I get mixed up.
So it's 180, and then your 250 makes sense.
Yeah. 147.
And then back to 1.
And back to 1.
That makes kind of a triangle. I may have the... Are you calling the 1 actually
10 degrees.
360? Or?
No, 1 is 10 degrees.
10 degrees over from top center.
Yeah.
Or 10 degrees, yeah. So 10 degrees to the second 4, which would be 80. No, that's an 8.
Yeah.
Be a 130.
Yeah.
Shut up, Flash. 140, and then 250, and back to 1. That makes a triangle. There you go.
There we go.
There's our triangle. Okay, so 10 to 130, 250. Okay, that gives me the pattern. So that's a long sweeping wrap.
Yeah.
That goes around. It's not a not really a coil looking wrap. It's just down and under and all the way over and back up.
This has nothing. It doesn't look anywhere similar to
right,
any coil that's currently in production. Nothing
okay.
at all.
All right, so.
Okay, this is one important fact. That coil, that circuit, you're going to wrap this, you're going to do this 9 times around this triangle.
Okay, uh-huh.
And that's going to give you one circuit that is wrapped clockwise.
Okay, when you say 9 times, okay, so we're going to go
147.
147, which is actually not.
What?
It's a progression, but anyway, okay. But so it's really 1, 1, let's go in degrees and forget the number. 10, 140, 250. Or 10, 130, 250. I'm looking at the wrong. So we're going 10, 130, 250. Now the second wrap, are we just going right next along that wire?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Then, next to that wire, touching that wire.
Right.
You lay your wires right together like your fingers.
Right, okay.
Okay.
And then and you do that 9 times or do
yeah.
you
Yeah, you wrap that 9 times.
You do 2 and then skip 1, and then do 2 and then skip 1. You said that before.
Yeah, but that comes next.
Okay. All right, so 9 wraps, all side by side, 10, 130, 250.
Right.
Back to 10.
Yeah.
And so 9 wraps ending up on 10.
Yes.
Okay. So 9 times. Okay. And then you flip it over and do 285.
Yes.
Which?
No. Yeah. Well, okay. An important step next. Wire is made by stretching out a big chunk of it. That means that it has a polarity. Okay.
Right.
This circuit, you've just pulled the wire off and cut it, and that beginning end where you started pulling the wire off is what you use to start wrapping around this coil.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that.
For the next circuit, that has to be wound counterclockwise, but the polarity also has to be reversed. So when you
right.
cut your wire off, you start with the end where you cut it, not the end where you started pulling it off.
Right.
That way you will have a reversed polarity on that wire. This is a very important step for harmonically balancing these coils.
Right.
Okay.
I understand that concept totally. I had that one down.
Good. Okay. Now,
good to remember that, though. Okay. So
the next one, you start at 2 or at 20.
Uh-huh.
And go to 8, which is on your, that's a 1, 2, let's see, 180, 90, 210, 20. 30.
I want to say 170.
Yeah, 170. So
2 to 170. And then
and then back to
5 should be no, that's not working.
This is Remedial Radio for slow people.
Yeah.
Welcome to Drop in
well,
a Coil.
This is the nitty gritty of it right here, I'm telling you, and it's real hard to conceive.
It's not that 170.
It's not 170, okay.
It's 2 to 8.
Okay, so 8 would be.
It's the one, it's 260.
260.
Yeah.
So it's going the other direction. Yeah.
Yeah.
So 20 to 260. And then 5 would be back to 140. Yeah. Okay, so you're doing basically, okay, so it's wrapping right next to the last circuit.
Yeah, it's just another equilateral triangle, just going in reverse from the first one.
And so the nine wraps between on the 147 wrap is not going to fill the full 10 degrees?
It will come close. No, it'll fill about half of it.
Right. Okay.
Okay, because you're going to have to figure the circumference of your wire and the circumference of the center to find out
wire.
The size. Yeah.
Nine pieces of wire is good.
No, it's not nine pieces. Yeah. It's one piece going around nine times.
Yeah, I know. Nine wraps around. I'm looking at the roll of wire that I have. I'm counting nine wraps. It's about just a little over a half an inch wide.
Yeah.
So that should work.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're using 2200.
So, to lay it all down, starting out with your first wrap, we're going to call it top and bottom. We're starting on the top, 10 degrees, wrapping to 130 to 250, back to 10, and following that wrap around nine times, ending up back to 10.
Except you called it backwards.
What? Talking about the first wrap.
The first wrap. Okay.
I'm reiterating the whole thing. So
yeah.
To consolidate it down into one explanation. So on the top side, first wrap, starting at 10 degrees, you go to 130, 250, back to 10. Follow that wrap nine times around.
Yes.
Do that nine times and end up back at 10 degrees.
Yes.
Okay. You also started that wire with the beginning of the roll.
Yes.
You flip the donut over. You start at position 20. You use the other end of the wire that you cut, so you would have, okay, let me back up. We know we're going to need, six of these wraps. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Six total?
Yes.
All right. So we would do what you said before and wrap a string, do that one wrap with the string, measure that out, multiply that times nine, and we'd cut our strings. When you cut your strings, you cut them all out, keep them all in the same direction, and when you're done, you take half of them and flip them over and mark those as bottom and the other first set as top. That'd be the easy way for me to do it.
Yeah, cutting out your wire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you cut whatever, I think I've calculated six... six wraps out of 100 feet is going to give me 16 feet. So I'd cut six 16-foot pieces of wire, and I'd label three of them on the one end that came out, and then I'd label the other end of the other three as bottom. I have it right in my mind. I'm not explaining it very well. So, still with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just marking
really
again.
Good connection. Okay, so I've got the wrap down now, I think.
Okay.
So that gives me all the pieces that I need to really get this down. So now it's just a matter of... Now, when you do it,
That gives you two circuits.
Right. And then you just flip and start at
40 degrees.
Start.
Leave 30, 60, 90 all the way around. All your 3, 6, and 9s are empty.
That's the one you skip.
All your 3, 6, and 9s
are
empty.
So it's 1, 2, you skip 3, start with 4, and then it's a 4, 7, 1?
Yeah, 471.
Keeps the same. Okay. And it's really just follow the pattern. It'll fall into place, actually.
Yeah.
So you wrap 4 top, 5 bottom. 6 is empty. 7 top, 8 bottom, 9 is empty. Got it. Flipping.
Exactly
flipping
right.
And yeah. I get it. I got it. It's in my head now. I got it. I'll never forget it.
That's it. Once you got it, you got it.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I needed. So I will keep everybody updated on the progress of repping my coil. My next question was, you started out gluing it down, right? So,
yeah.
How do you make sure, how do you know you've got it right? I mean, because you come over, you start at 10 on the outer ring, the outer equator, right?
Yeah.
And so what I'm going to do is drill the holes and poke the wire into it to anchor it there.
Beautiful.
And then, so you wrap around, and is there
okay.
any way to tell how you know you got it in the exact right position?
Yeah. From 10, you go through the hole.
Right. And you come back out at 130.
Yeah. Say 14 at 150.
Yeah.
10 to 150.
No, that's 130. 150
oh,
is a 6.
You're right. You're right. What an 150
idiot. To 6. 130 is a 4.
Yeah, okay.
We had all that. We already got that established. It's 130. So you go down, you go over and through the hole,
yeah.
come back up
and
the outer ring.
On the outside.
30. Now,
yeah.
So and I assume you just kind of put that through there, pull it up to 130, kind of pull it a little snug and hold it there, and then just kind of shake the wire to where it goes where it feels? Or
well, when you're wrapping that, once you connect those first two, it will, on the donut, it doesn't look good in two dimensions, but on
right.
the donut, that wire will have a gradual curve
right.
as it comes back over that to the 4 or 130. That's a gradual curve, and you'll see that it'll flow with the arch of the donut. And that same curve, you'll continue that to your 250.
Right. So you just kind of basically let it lay out where it naturally wants to go.
Yeah, it'll make a slow spiral.
Right.
And this will give you a triple Mobius.
Okay. That makes sense. And so you start off, when do you start gluing? Right from...
You'll have to glue every inch along the way, but you've got to lay that first one out first so that you can see the arch.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's where that 3D design your guy has would come in handy because it's got that line.
Oh yeah, yeah. That takes a whole day of plotting out.
Right. Anyways, so that's. That's got me going. I will keep people updated on how the coil wrapping goes.
Okay.
When I
tried to get the circumference so that I could mark all the degrees on the outside,
uh-huh.
I tried to do it with a compass that you draw a circle with that has
yeah.
a point and a pencil.
Yeah.
The width of the pencil line.
Right.
Made by the time you got all the way back around to 360, that had a major big mistake
yeah,
in it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you pointed that out last time. I know how to compensate for that.
Okay.
Just do your 91, 80, 270, 360. You get those first. There's your lineup. And
yeah.
And then split those in half and you got 45s. And anyways, yeah, I know how to figure it out.
Okay.
I have got a question
for
you, Larry.
Yes?
Will you guys mind if I interject with a quick question?
No, not at all. Fine. Anytime you want.
Well, You mentioned over and over through the course of these shows, you've mentioned Vortex Math. And on a, I think a show or two back, three maybe, I posted a link regarding Vortex Math, but you've not spoken about it in a way that we would be, if you're not familiar with it, like me, I don't know. I know you're referring to something, and I know there's a link, but I didn't look at it.
Well, it's so, real simple. Okay. A lot of people call it numerology. It's basically when you take the numbers and add them up, they all come up to 1 through 9, and all those numbers have specific frequency vibrations.
Oh,
and so any number, so like we're talking about 130 being a 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
1 and 3 is 4. That's how you get, that's basically in a nutshell, simplistic terms, vortex math.
Right.
AKA numerology.
Right, but I didn't realize it was named that. But I mean, I knew the vibrations had numbers and such.
It comes back to sacred geometry and things like this.
Well, I'm a real simple kind of guy, and I don't have much of an education. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes
you won't even get that in a formal education anyway.
Well, but sometimes you guys throw things out there that sound real complicated, and then you explain them, and they're not really that complicated if you got a basic understanding of it in the beginning.
Well, that's the way all things are.
So hearing vortex math, I'm thinking, hey, maybe they're doing math naked or something. I want to see what this is. And it turns out to be just something simple.
The Does numbers, that all sound right to you, Larry? I mean, did you want to add something?
I'd love
to
do math naked.
Yeah, but just the numbers that when they're added together, they make up a certain number, or they're wrong.
Yeah.
Period. And that's, see, in this world we're in now, right, with all this science crap that's been thrown our way that they called science, like climate change, shit like that, to bamboozle the public. Well, there's a lot of people still stuck in stupid and don't know there's two kinds of science. There's the kind that is, and there's the kind you hear about and read about on newspapers and TV. So, So, you know, for you guys to make sense to somebody as slow-witted as me, it's got to be saying something. Because I heard the two of you from the beginning of the show. When Larry realized he made an error, he adjusted his error. And then after he did that, you went, oh, I get it. So
it all clicked into place. Yeah.
So the process made sense to the people that understood it. And that's all you're ever going to do. So the more
it's
people...
It's easier to see something in your mind than to explain it to somebody else in nothing but words. It's...
Yeah. But to the people that got an interest in this thing, to see you guys go through these experiments, it's interesting.
Yeah.
And it's not scripted, so it's real. So if they put themselves through listening to the entire show, it's really worth it. Because you're proving, when you go, I don't get it, then Larry figures out where his mistake was or how better to explain it to you. And we've gotten this far in 5-6 weeks where you're actually wrapping a fucking coil that you made yourself, Rob.
I will be this week.
Well, you're in the process of
hopefully it. Hopefully by next week I'll have something to show for it.
Yeah, or I'm going to send Hans your private emails from the last 10 years.
Good luck. I don't even have those.
Shit. Hey, well, I tried to threaten. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
But, okay.
I'm not a record keeper, man. You ain't going to find no records for me more than
that. All right. Now, there's one more part of this. It's really, there's two parts that I got to ask you live. Okay. One, the question that's hit me from other people outside asking is there a prototype to this design that you've been describing on the radio? Larry Woods.
Yes, there is.
Okay. Now they can refer to the link. Here we are. The information that you have available is not enough to support that belief, though. See? Because, you know, there's a lot of things you don't want to explain to everybody all at once.
Well, there's a lot of safety factors involved with this coil.
Thank you, Larry.
My favorite movie of all time is Fantastic Planet. Don't look into the eye of the Gorgon. In simple terms, that means don't put your head over this silly thing. When you got it turned on, it'll kill you. Okay? But that being said, and I hate that phrase, when you energize one of not the sixth circuit, but the next size bigger, the 12 circuit coil, when you energize that, there is no EMF magnetic field around the perimeter of the coil. That means that it won't even move a compass needle from the outside edge, only over the eye of the Gorgon, the vortex, the hole in the donut, where you get a magnetic field. And that magnetic field is intensified at least 3 times more than any other coil that you've been next to.
So it projects all the magnetics inward.
Yeah. Yeah, this captures all the magnetics and puts it out in a beam.
Right. And that's the thing you said was like 30 miles up or something. It went up.
It'll go up 5 miles.
Five miles.
3 volts.
Is that result doing it correctly, or is that result doing it incorrectly?
That result is doing it correctly.
Okay.
This could be used as a magnetic carrier wave for voice signal. That's not harmful. I mean, it's directed. Well, like the directed energy weapon that they've got rotating around the planet.
Okay. Help.
However.
I'm still on the coronavirus, Larry. I can't take my focus off dying of the flu. Wait, I have to go watch something. I'll be right back.
Let me fix that statement. When this coil is operated properly, it'll be operated at 54 cycles.
Right.
And 54 times 8 is 432, so it's the same note, a different octave, and it will not be harmful.
Wow. See, and the math all works.
Yeah.
Wow, right.
And going back to vortex math for just a minute.
Sure. Take your time.
The symbol for vortex math is a circuit with 1 through 9 equally spaced on the outside.
Okay.
That has a red line between 3, 6, and 9 that makes a triangle.
Yeah.
That has a straight line between 2 and 4. Excuse me. Between 1 and 2, 2 and 4, 4 and 8, 8 and 7, 7 and 5, back to 1 again. So that gives you the firing pattern. 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5 is the direction of it, but the actual firing pattern is 1, 4, 7, 2, 8, 5.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm looking at this little drawing that I made of the donut with the wrap and the triangle that it makes, and it sure is reminiscent of the Illuminati eye.
you'll get an ulcer eye when you draw this on, when you fully draw it out, there'll be an eye in the middle.
Wow. Yeah. You guys are a hoot. Oh, hey, I got something else I wanted to bring up after this. So when you guys are all leveled and you want another topic, I've got it. Let me know.
Okay.
This has all been shown to us in all the ancient stone carvings and cave paintings and everything.
Yep. Right in your face. That's how they hide stuff, is they shove it right in your face, and you're so busy pushing away, you don't see it.
A lot of the original runes that people use to signify their language are descriptions of machines and just the symbol.
Right. Yeah, you're talking about that.
I've seen how from the air, when you look down at certain structures, different places all over the world, you talked about it on one of the shows where
They look like circuits.
Yeah, the stuff in your computer, and it went, wait a minute, how can this be a coincidence?
Yeah, and those places are all connected underground by electrically conductive tunnels that supply the power to them. They're on a macro scale instead of a micro scale. Great big instead of little bitty.
Oh, yeah. Yep. The system really pushes small. Boy, they pushed the shit out of that. Don't take up so much space. And now it's 6 feet of distance from the next guy. I'm confused. Either you want me to hold him or you don't. I can't hold him and not hold him at the same time. Make up your mind, please, sir. Anyway, but Larry, I got something that's kind of new to me, and that's, do you have anything that you really want to leave on record on the radio about Free Energy Special Interest Group? Because this is new to me. I'm not familiar.
Yeah, it's a closed group. Their Facebook page, we post a lot of educational information on it, and some of the guys show their circuit boards and things. What we talk about in our Monday meeting, this is every Wednesday, they have a speaker for a 2-hour show. 1 hour devoted to each speaker. It's a good thing. Go listen to those. They're very good. They've had Victor Schauberger's grandson was on about a month ago. It's not every Wednesday. It's one Wednesday a month. So there's some interesting and very enlightened people on those shows.
Yeah, I'm looking on there. YouTube page.
I posted it in the notes for the show as well. But I just wanted you to make a point of what exactly all that was so that people would, take a look.
Well, that's a free energy group, an open source group that is dedicated to getting free energy inventions that work to the public. There's a group of 21 of us internationally that meet every Monday for 4 to 5 hours. We go through new updates on people's inventions, and everybody's testing everybody else's stuff, so it's all independent testing.
Are you using cameras to see, or are you having difficulty of that? See, there you go. That seeing things with your own eyes kind of part, that changes the whole game. It's one thing to promise you I've got a yellow cat in my pocket. It's another to produce it. saying.
It's a big show and tell group.
Okay.
And then we have an educational time where the people that understand the new developments, explain them in their own words.
Wow.
That way we're getting everybody in that whole group. There's 21 of us, and everyone is a specialist in a different field.
Yeah. What a group.
So once one group gets it, then they'll explain it in their words, and that'll bring it to the rest of us. It's a marvelous group.
Massive brain trust.
It's one of the best things that I've ever been involved with.
You're more like following a recipe than, I don't know. I would say this, free thinking applies to things that don't seem like there's so much free thinking. Like, I wouldn't normally look at science and think, oh, these guys can make up their own mind. But you just told me they could. And Rob just proved that. With a little patience and, okay, oops, I made a mistake, let's correct it, and that you could both come up to the same answer at the same time without seeing it. So that in itself, to me, means something. Because but see, the outcome of what you're talking about building here is incredible. It really is. Well, usually when something good happens, the government will step in and fuck with it. and destroy it, or hide it, or take it, or kill everybody that ever heard of it. And, you know, it's gotten to this.
Yeah, I think it's coming out, though, because it's...
Yeah, you're international, for crying out loud. People are going to be accountable for this.
Yeah, that, and the knowledge, the knowledge is out there.
Yes, yeah.
And it's starting...
Most definitely.
It's out there. And like I said, hell, I just, in 2 minutes last week or whenever it was, went and looked up 5K generators and found that other one, that Magnetron or Magnanometon or whatever they call it.
The one I posted that couple weeks back?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was some kind of that they were taking orders for. They weren't even built. They were taking orders to make them.
Magnomatics, yeah. They make their bearings and gears.
Yeah. Okay, now that's different. That's
it's a different thing. I mean, magnetic gears.
Their coils are all different than these and everything. There's thousands of people out there making stuff that works.
That was something else. There was another one I found. It was a generator. It was a 5-kilowatt generator. It had all the bells and whistles, looked all fancy.
Yeah, it's the one I'm thinking of. Because I posted it in the notes, I believe.
Yeah.
And both of you were like, yeah, sure. It had internal moving parts or something, and it just didn't make sense.
It was not a bad deal or anything.
Okay,
I mean,
not a bad deal, but there wasn't any to buy.
It wasn't worth doing it.
You're funding them to make them.
Yeah. Well, they haven't actually sold any yet. They've just had...
Right.
Had,
they're taking applications.
Pre-orders or
whatever. Yeah. Bullshit. Nonsense.
Yeah, but they're selling a 5-kilowatt generator for $8,000.
Ah, I see.
But it supposedly does basically the same thing we're claiming is generate electricity over an extended period of time with no fuel. Although theirs has moving parts and a battery and these other things that can go wrong.
Yeah. Oops.
You know. And so, I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from them at all. I mean,
me neither. I'm just being real.
I've got something that works, and it works.
Yeah, but come on. I'm a simple.
Hey, I'm all for it. I don't care. As long as the technology is getting out there to break humanity away from dependence on these fucking oligarchs.
Okay, I agree with that part, but I'm still a simple guy. And if it's got moving parts that could wear out, I know. Because that's
what everything we do have has moving parts.
Made out of crap that will eventually fall apart. So, no, that's not what I'm looking for. I want something that's made once, lasts for the fucking lifetime. Fuck, it's a big deal. Oh, yeah, they made hemp illegal. That's right, guys. I forgot. What was I thinking?
Yeah, what's the matter for you?
Well, if you had the ability to make these materials, make these things that you're using, make some of the components out of hemp, would that be an advantage to you in any way?
Certainly.
Can you tell me how?
Printed in graphene.
Well, how would that improve anything?
That would make it more conductive.
What, the donut?
Yeah. No, don't print the donut in graphene. Print the wire.
Graphene wire.
In graphene.
Okay. Instead of using copper.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, these ideas. All I'm saying to you guys, because I'm not the guy that knows everything. I'm the little guy here, right? And what I know about wire is copper. What other kind is there, Johnny? What are you, from another planet? See, I never heard there was any other kind of conductor that could replace copper until you mentioned the graphite.
Any metallic substance, anything
that conductor.
Electricity can be a wire.
But you're looking for the thing that'll produce the most something, right?
Right. I made the first coils that I made trying to come up with something that wouldn't heat out of insulated steel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How big?
Boy, was that a bad idea.
Yeah.
It was about 22 gauge. Oh, yeah. It made the best heaters I ever came up with.
What'd you put the fire out with?
Exactly.
I'm telling. I mean, see, and I'm a simpleton, but I know a few things about a few things, and I would go, wait a minute, you get that hot, you're in trouble.
But I had a 3-foot coil of that with 12 volts, and it glowed red immediately, burned all the insulation off of it and everything.
Well, all these things over the years that we've been told are safe for us are truly not safe for us. But we don't know that because guess who told them that we're safe? The government. Half the shit that we handle every day, we shouldn't put our hands on in the first place. And I mean, I've been lucky. Because I don't have a cell phone anymore. I got rid of that. Made my wife mad, but eh. She'll live. And there's things that I won't do. The internet, obviously, is not one of them. But I've read the scuttlebutt on the internet that they're going to shut the internet down and the phones for 72 hours.
Yeah. Today's teenagers will go insane.
Could you imagine? Remember when we were young and there was none of this shit?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That's how you win, is you remember where you came from. Yeah. Know what I mean or not? I'm bragging about being an old guy. Hey, man, I can have my bread buttered or not buttered. It doesn't matter to me. I don't have a preference.
Well, on the donut front, I have my guy has designed the sections to build an 18-inch coil.
Good boy.
So that's coming along.
First time Rob's been called a boy in about 30 years.
Good job.
Larry, you're showing your age. Don't show your
house. Your house.
So I've got the 18-inch coil project in the works. So that all being said, and I think I've got everything I need to at least get to the wrapping done. I want to move on.
Before he finishes writing his program.
Yeah.
Get one wrap of wire or one wrap of string at least around that coil so that you can see what the pattern is going to be and let him see that and see if he can't put that on. It's a phi relationship in the spiral.
A pi?
Phi. P-H-I.
Phi.
Phi.
Phi. Okay. A phi relationship.
1.617.
1.617. Okay. All right. He might be able to do something with that.
Oh, there
He's
was an
electrical engineer, by the way.
There was a comment in the RLM chat about aluminum is lighter and cheaper. Does that weigh into the equation, too? Is lighter and cheaper, or does aluminum not work as well as you want it to?
It is lighter and cheaper, but you have to go one wire size larger to carry the same amperage in aluminum wire.
Okay. So you 20 gauge.
Yeah.
So you couldn't get as many wraps.
Yeah, you couldn't get as many wraps. And aluminum is not specifically magnetic unless it's charged properly.
Right.
So that would limit and restrict your magnetic field.
Uh-huh.
So it's not really a good idea when you're looking for a power coil.
Right.
An aluminum coil will work in a lot of things, but it's just not as efficient.
Yeah.
Well, right. But, it was
I'd
a
be curious
fair
to see
question.
How well silver wire would work, though.
Silver is more conductive than copper, so it would give you a higher output.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
What about the expense?
Let's talk about expense. An iron core coil that's 8 inches around like these only can handle 1,500 milliamps, and that's a little bit bigger than an inch thick. That weighs about 7 pounds, and it costs $105. the wire that they would put around a toroidal coil like that, just wrapped round and round, would probably be 1,000 feet. So you got 1,000 foot of wire at a 22 gauge wire, that would be what, $50? And $100 coil, iron core. So that's $150 anyway. With a donut, what's it costing you to print the donut? $20? And you,
no.
And how much did the wire cost?
The wire was like $12. The coil, I'd have to bring it up, but it was like, I don't know, $2.28 or something.
Okay. So
that was with the PLA plastic. The ABS plastic is actually about the same.
So how much does that make?
I get a whole roll of plastic filament for $22, and okay. I can make probably two or three, maybe four coils out of one.
Okay.
At least.
And how much was your wire?
Like $12. Yeah.
So you're talking less than $50 to make a coil if you're not counting anything for your time.
Right.
So you're going to be spending hours and hours and hours winding this thing.
Okay, so.
And it's going to have to go in a Faraday cage to keep the idiots out of it. No offense to anybody. If you're an idiot, you already know it. And if you don't know it, that's all right. Somebody will tell you soon.
Well, when you say it like that, it kind of loses its charm. But, I mean, technically, I mean, I wouldn't know. I'd have to assume a lot of shit that shouldn't be assumed when you're messing with stuff like this. You know, Rob has a background in it, and he's understanding in way more detail what you're explaining than I am. And I'm still following along.
Well, by the time we're done, I will lead Rob through a testing procedure and safety procedure so that he won't hurt anybody or himself.
Well, you know,
we'll not have a bed bug killer.
And these impromptu kind of unplanned have been fun, but maybe we might want to have a list of questions for the show. So we don't have so much lag in airtime, and you can do your figuring and your accounting, but you'll be prepared for it to some degree. You know, do it live, but have the questions already ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just
plus
a suggestion.
I put a silver wire for $33. So
okay. So yeah, you can make it
about $140. I could do an 8-inch coil in silver.
And with straight 3 volts DC, that'll give you 30 amps to work with. Now, yeah. 30 amps at 3 volts is only 90 watts.
Right.
So it's at that size, it's not going to give you a lot of power, but it will prove that this multiplies the amperage that you can get out of a wire.
Right.
And as we were saying last week, that all is just in the magnetic field and the manipulation of it.
Right. So that's that. I'd like to move on to my next topic, which is 5G.
Ah! Live in a metal teepee.
Yeah. And I briefly asked you before the show, everything is frequency. Obviously, we know this. There are good frequencies and bad frequencies, frequencies that are harmonically good for us and harmonically bad for us. 5G, which is actually just a protocol, it's actually the gigahertz radiation. They use these antennas It doesn't even have to be 5G. It can be 4G. They can do the same things with 3G and 4G. It's the radiation. It's the 30 gigahertz radiation that is the real threat and danger. So the whole 5G red herring really is what it is, because it's not the 5G. It's the high frequency radiation that they're broadcasting it on. That is the problem. So my question to you, Larry, is knowing that every frequency has a counteracting frequency that you can counteract that frequency with, can we build some type of unit that will counteract the gigahertz frequencies that they're using to broadcast as 5G?
Yeah, that kind of a system is easily built. However, 5G is every 200 feet at streetlight level, as well as in thousands of satellites around the outside of the world.
Right. So it would have to be a localized deal, like for a household.
Yeah. Yeah, like, but then it would be directional. You would have to point it at a specific antenna, and that's okay for that antenna.
Take it omnidirectional.
Well, yeah, you could.
And make a bubble.
I don't think that would be possible with the way that it's operating. All they would have to do is adjust the frequency.
Uh huh.
And I'm sure that frequency is modulated, that it goes up and down.
So you'd have to have something that senses that signal and the modulation and tracks along with it to keep your system tuned to it.
Yeah, exactly. It'd just be more electronic stuff.
Yeah.
But that would be a pretty expensive system.
Yeah.
What 5G is so many things. First of all, everybody knows it's a military patent for a crowd control weapon. That's basically what it is. When the 5G that's rolled out here now is less than 60 gigahertz.
Yeah, they're running on the same towers as the 3 and 4G at 2.4 and 5 gigahertz.
Right. And that's not – it's bad.
They've got a few 23 gigahertz towers.
It's not that bad. So
none of it's good for you. Yeah, it's
– Yeah, none of it's good for you.
30 gigahertz. It's been shown to cause the cells not to be able to absorb oxygen. People would literally suffocate.
And 5G is designed to operate all the way up to 300 gigahertz.
Yeah, and that's just insane.
Yeah, that's absolutely lethal.
It's like these backscatter scanners they have at the airports. It's the same kind of thing. Only broadcasting it on a massive scale.
Yeah. With 5G, they can look into your house physically.
Yeah.
See through the roof, see who's in there, what's in there.
Yeah.
And that's from space.
Yeah.
All 5G is mass surveillance of every single individual on the planet.
Wait a minute. I read that it doesn't penetrate lead paint. Is that true?
That's true. But lead paint is unlawful.
So, what do I care about unlawful if my ass is on the line?
Yeah,
I'm breaking some fucking laws. They're going to write laws that I haven't thought of breaking yet.
Yeah. And how many people actually died from lead poisoning from paint?
11.
All 11 of them.
They were all 11 hit by the same lead poisoning truck.
Yeah, they were carrying paint.
Just manipulation of the fucking information, as always. Come on, Tesla is a brand name on a fucking car that doesn't run. Give me a break. You see people bragging about their Teslas anymore? I haven't seen any of that in weeks.
even though it would be expensive, I'd still like to at least have a understanding of what it might consist of.
What?
The system to block 5G or raise that radiation altogether.
I believe.
Or
are you
better off just built a Faraday cage?
But I believe somebody also said you can spray paint a certain color of paint on the it itself.
Zinc.
It was you, Larry.
Yeah.
Help me.
Zinc paint or
it's not
galvanizing.
Just the color, it's got to actually have some zinc in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, galvanizing paint.
Yeah,
will do it, and it's the same color as their antenna.
Because I
get to the same point you were making earlier. There's one on every corner, or there will be eventually.
I've seen links of people taking them down.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know if those are real or not.
That kind of activism.
I don't want them to fry my brain like a marshmallow, Uncle Rob.
It's not for everybody, you know?
Please don't let them brain fry me.
Well, that's the whole point here. That's what we're trying to do.
Don't give your kid a cell phone when they're 3 years old.
I don't have that problem.
Don't let your kids go to a school with Wi-Fi and sterilize the girls.
Far too late here to tell you that.
Well, yeah, I agree with your premise there, Larry, on the schools, but it's everywhere. It's in everybody.
Don't matter.
It's in their homes. Everybody in their homes got a Wi-Fi router.
Yep.
Go hardwire.
Well, I know. I agree.
Well, right, but they don't.
But,
so few people are even on the internet anyway.
People into that. I mean, it's way too convenient.
There's
plenty of other reasons not to send your kid off to a brainwashing institution than Wi-Fi.
Absolutely. There's so much proof. Look around you. Look who's sitting in seats of power. These people are serious. This is who gets elected. Yeah, right. Dianne fucking Feinstein. And what's her other name? Pelosi? Schumer.
No, but we're the ones that elect them.
Yeah.
Not me.
No.
I never elected a single one of them fuckers.
Doesn't matter. If you didn't vote, Rob, if you didn't vote, the Electoral College would choose for you in your stead. So voting is just a sham. It's a bunch of bullshit.
It's a waste of time.
They tell you that right up front.
I'm building a coil or something, doing something useful with my time. I mean,
Okay. You can't really blame people for what they've been brainwashed into believing. It's insane. That's what they say about us. When you have the ability to look at something and doubt it, well, there's something wrong with you. It's a mental disorder.
I don't got time for that bullshit.
Well, there you go. There's a lot of folk out there that do. And sadly, there's more of them than there is of us. So that's why what Larry is doing is happening today is because these thieves behind him buried all this stuff so that it couldn't be found. These are not new answers. This is old technology brought to the forefront, and you're using modern technology to accomplish a finished product. But it's the old ideas, not the new ones. There are no new ones.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm being a dumbhead, just pontificating how I see this stuff. Because you guys are educated and you have a familiarity with what you're talking about. I don't have.
Wait a minute.
What?
Did you just say I was educated?
Not necessarily.
I have a 10th grade education.
Okay, but familiar with the technical process to a layman is education. See, they've just been taught that it's go to this ritual fucking building and pray to the guy in the robe and get tapped on the head like a good little dog and get your piece of paper. And I found that quite insulting.
I just love a lot of shit because I like to read. And I love science. Mm. So, anyway.
You proved it, mister. Now make us a donut.
I already have the donut. I'm making a coil now.
I was being funny. Oh. Okay. So, what's next on the agenda?
Yeah, what else?
Fishing report.
Fishing, yeah.
Weekly fishing report. Went yesterday.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Yesterday we set a record high temperature.
So yeah, it was.
It was phenomenal out there. Started out with a south wind that blew us along a whole shoreline. By the time we had fished that, it was 2 or 3 hours later, and the north wind picked up. We did not even use the motor to get all the way about a mile and a half from the north end of the lake back to where we put the boats up, because the wind was blowing so hard that that little lake was white capping.
Wow.
What does it take to make a wave break? 1/3 the altitude of the base width, and that wave will crest.
Huh.
But it was a beautiful day. The only lures that caught any fish at all, only caught two, were the lures that we make. And I was just tickled to death about that. I was using worms and crankbaits and everything else, and it all turned out that our bait was the only thing that caught fish.
Nice.
Yay. Hey, Larry, you got time for a question from the chat room?
Yes. Yes.
Spam, his name, who's Duh, he wants to know, ask Larry how Clay Douglas is doing. I don't know if it's a joke or a serious question. Sometimes he's funny.
Oh, wow. I haven't talked to Clay for years, 3 or 4 years, 2 or 3 years anyway. I don't know how he's doing. I hope he's all right. Clay was a radio personality that I did a couple of shows with a few years back.
Okay. Wow.
Excellent. I don't really know. Sorry.
No, he just asked. There you go.
Yeah.
So at least, you know, he asked the question.
Probably heard you on his show before.
But you did say to, if I saw a question, to let you know.
Yeah. Please.
He wrote it in a really hard, I got a black screen with colored letters, and he wrote it in blue on black, so it was kind of hard to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart guys. Ah, they're so funny. But then, yeah, Grim, when he saw my, my chat screen for RLM, he said, what the fuck? Because my letters are white, but my background is black.
Yeah.
So the colored, when they come in colors, like certain colors against black are just
drag. It doesn't show up.
Oh, man. So anyway.
Yeah, I had mine set that way for a short time, but it was way too annoying.
But see, you know a lot of people too, Larry. You've made the, you know, you've made the round, so to speak. People know who you are.
Connections, yeah.
So I've been talking about free energy for quite a few years now on quite a few different programs.
And the public is persuaded to ignore you because you're a raven nut job. Don't you know?
Absolutely.
You're crazy, man. There's something fucking wrong with you. You want free? Free? Must work, slaves.
And I'm the crazy old man that throws knives and spears and hatchets in his backyard.
Well, you know, so few people really know about Tesla wanting to give us electricity as a gift. This is what my contribution to you. And it turned into Westinghouse and his fucking meters.
Yeah. And you know they've had that ever since. So not only did they deprive us of it, they've kept it for themselves. And they've had it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. We're going to let something like that go. But how did they get it? How did they get it delivered to them right in front of us without us knowing? That's the beauty of this whole game. We're all a bunch of sheep in the long run.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how important or smart I think I might be, nah, these fuckers in power have got me whooped. I could never do this to people.
Remember MH370?
Yeah.
The plane
that went down.
Yeah. You know, it was on that, right? Did you know
about
that?
Yeah, I sure do.
Tell us what you know, Larry.
Semiconductor patent holders were on that plane, and the only one of the board that was the patent holders that wasn't on that plane, what was he, a Rothschild?
Rockefeller.
Rockefeller, okay. So, yeah, Be careful what prototype, you do. Yeah,
the prototype was on the plane too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The prototype, yeah. All the people that developed it, all died in that plane crash.
Oh, I see the bluebird happiness.
Wow. Horrible.
And leaving Rockefeller with the patent.
Oh,
and
there
the prototype.
There you
and
go.
The prototype, if truth be known.
Yeah. What's new? Well, you know, there's the importance, too, of doing a weekly thing where we all three meet, so we all know we're all still here to meet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
on top of that, because, you know, the world has changed in the last couple of months to a point of stupidity that I can't even fathom they're going along with.
Well, that's fine. I want to move this thing along as fast as we can because we don't have a lot of time. I do think this is a test run still.
Oh, yeah, the drill. This is the drill to see if it would work. They haven't even done anything yet. Wait till these idiots.
It's a constant drill, one after another, and each time is just ratcheting up a little more every time.
Wait till these idiots start rolling up to accept the coronavirus inoculation. That's where you're... See, right now, like I said earlier, the neighbor tells me the hospital here is empty. This is a retirement village. If there was a coronavirus and these people were going through all this drama for any reason, the hospital would be filled. There's nobody there. That means that we're all fucking healthy. And then
you can find reports of that all over. That's
right.
Not just there.
And then what they do is they report that as, see how well the lockdown is working?
Yeah,
and everybody that dies from anything that happens to have the virus, no matter what they die of, is attributed to the virus.
So it's a marketing scheme. Just like always, we're being had like sheep. Some people are buying it still.
And there's a vaccine.
There's no illness. It's a flu. Big deal. Eat some vitamin C and get out in the sun for 5 minutes a day, you lazy bastard, and quit whining.
It's a Trojan horse virus.
I mean, crying out loud, my next door neighbor's a few years older than me, right? And he's outside doing his yard work today when I was out there doing my yard work. So all us old farts who were out there last year doing our fucking yard work, we're still out there doing it. So I feel bad for people that are terrified to go outside and do anything because they could get sick and die. When the depression will get you before the fucking corona will. This is devastating.
There is no virus in the world that can live in salt water.
There's another
cold saline nasal spray you can get at any dime drugstore.
The answers are too simple as usual,
Larry Dimes.
Who'd believe it? It's just, see, you guys are crazy. That's all there is to it.
I want to see your time machine.
I'm figuring that the people that are taking the time to listen to what you have to say, they're crazy too, and I like them. I kind of like crazy people. They're entertaining.
It's my favorite kind of people.
Hey, if you guys pull this off, what you're talking about building, on a radio program, and actually from one side of the country to the other, well, maybe not that far, but different states over the internet, and you accomplish this, it's going to be important to me because I get to watch it. Well, your enthusiasm towards it goes up every week instead of down, mister. I'm engaged in your tone. Yep.
I love it,
man, when you catch Larry in something that,
geek out on this kind of shit.
Yeah, well, Larry, he makes an error here and there. He's a human being, but when he catches the error, he's oops, what have I done? So there's a humanity to this that is not usual for me. I get
I
to watch
getting the sharpest pencil in the box.
Ah, that doesn't matter. You have the sharpest pencil in the box.
You have the knowledge that I was seeking
and a sharpener. See.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And this gave me everything I need to complete the puzzle. So
this particular show finished that, so you're comfortable again.
By next week I should have some kind of something.
Okay, now when you have when you have this thing assembled, right? Because I keep hearing Larry say that the eye of it is dangerous if it's in use, period. Not if it's just right. laying dormant on a table somewhere. It can't right. hurt you, right?
Right.
Right.
So until you activate it by some form of power, whatever the hell that means, it's safe to handle. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, I got a little confused. I was thinking, wait a minute.
It doesn't just start producing power on its own.
There's two ways that you're going to get hurt on this while you're making it. You're going to burn your fingers with a hot glue gun. That's one. That's the most prevalent. And you might poke the end of your finger with the end of the wire.
Ooh, the hazards of electronics. Ooh, you guys are such daredevils. Hey, you're not crossing over Grand Canyon on a skateboard, you big sissy. Grow up.
Yeah, I'm just capable of levitating over Grand Canyon on your
it's
car.
It's a grueling job, but somebody's got to do it.
Might as well be me.
Well, this is going to hopefully not attract too much attention for a while, but it sure is an interesting story to hear.
I hope I don't get a visit.
Right, but I've read about I'm not talking about the negative so much as the positive. I've read about Tesla. And what little bit of stuff there was available for me to see, took a look at. Some of it was, whoa, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at here. And some of it was other people's interpretations of what he was doing. So I feel kind of like I'm standing by watching other people do shit. And a lot of my belief system is based on trust. I trust you to tell me the truth. And I judge life that way. If I don't trust you, I don't believe you. There you go. So, but seeing it happen, even over the radio, because I can hear your tone and you judging, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't work. And I don't even know what the hell you're talking about, what doesn't work. This whole thing doesn't work. But you're going to make it work, and I'm a convinced follower, you poor bastards. You convinced me.
Tesla's patents are the best things to study, but keep in mind that on a lot of his patents, he put the spark gap on the wrong side of the capacitor. Just keep that in mind. When your stuff doesn't work, move the spark gap.
What is exactly a spark gap?
As the power is being generated, it's going through a wire that has a small distance between it and the next wire.
Oh, like a spark plug in a gas.
Yeah, that creates a spark, and they just collect that through a capacitor.
Oh, so that's got to be at a certain gap.
Think Frankenstein. You remember those two big posts that come up and they have the little knobs at the top and the sparks go in between them? That's a giant spark gap.
Yep.
Wow.
And that's where you collect your power in some cases.
Hmm. Wow. See, all this in some... Wow. Electricity is so difficult. To me. Maybe not to you guys, but...
It's... I mean, the basics are easy to get. But then it gets complicated.
Yeah, I've heard you guys talking about these little complications. But it seems to me, though, if you understand the math, that getting to the answer is a whole lot easier.
Well, it's like Larry said, we've only been using three parts of the formula and leaving out the frequency and vibration or magnetism.
And that was what you were lacking on top of it. So when he said it, you went, oh. Yeah, okay. It's like when he defined what the gap was. Oh, yeah, like a spark plug. Yeah, okay, I get that. Because if they're not, or if they're dirty, you know, they need to be cleaned. Some people don't take care of an engine. They don't understand why the car makes noise when it runs. Ever hear of maintenance? I mean, I noticed you have fingernails that are 4 inches long. You can't seem to find the time to open a book and keep your car running, though. Never mind.
Yep.
Well, that little red light came on, but it wouldn't turn off. Never mind. Yeah, the oil light.
I put more gas in it.
Too late. So how is the gas situation in America right now? Is gas really as cheap as I've been reading?
$1.56 yesterday.
Damn.
$1.47 here.
Wow. And that's still too much. It's only about $1.20 more than it's worth. But no, well, with the dollar value, I'd say it's worth about 2 cents a gallon. But wow, that's still cheap, considering, huh? Yeah. Especially compared to here.
Compared to $3.50, what it was a few years ago.
So what are the benefits of shutting all these businesses down and stopping people from going? What could possibly be going on? Because it doesn't seem to make sense to me. And where I live, there's no way that anything more could be done than what was already happening. They're already old people. So, I don't see the results. I'm not getting it. You know,
it's really happening here in my part of the country.
Okay, what's not really happening? Because I'm seeing action, activity, and bodies out there. But
yeah, people aren't staying home. People are still going out to eat and just picking it up at the door of the restaurant. People are still going to the Dollar General stores and the grocery stores. And traffic is a little bit lighter than normal, but that's because people aren't working.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when I saw Copenhagen, it was a couple of weeks ago. There was nothing. Nobody was moving anywhere. And then, my sister and brother-in-law live there. Sister-in-law and brother-in-law and nephew live in Copenhagen. So I get live updates whenever they come by. They came by today. Right. They're here now. So I get to find out what's really going on in the city. And then I get to read about all the shit that's going on, you know, through Hansel on the internet and whatnot.
Yeah.
And all that stuff's a big play. It's performance from the government.
Yeah.
Because they're not.
Well, we've got a hotel being built down the street from us. And
wow.
They've been nonstop. They're working on the school over here the other way, and they've been working nonstop. My favorite breakfast place is going to close Saturday. They've been doing the drive-through. They had a drive-through anyway, so they've been running that. But they're closing shop Saturday.
Wow. And this is small.
The pandemic is over.
But it's a small.
It's a small
real
food. Good food, real homemade stuff.
Yeah, they're going to do away with all that. I think they're doing that here too. The restaurants are.
Yeah,
still closed.
They're pushing everybody into Walmart's what they're doing.
Yeah, the fast food places here have been open the whole damn time, but the places to go get a decent meal, they're
all
not.
All the crap food places, all the crap food places are full steam.
And yet the public does not see a fucking scam being performed right to their faces.
Yeah.
They're still abiding by, you know, whatever the queen says. Because that's the way they are. America, same fucking thing. Now, come on. It's not my fault. But
if they said it on TV, it's got to be true.
Sadly, I believe that's where we are. And even if you're on the cell phone or the internet, it's the same crap. Because there's only like half the room that is calling this thing a hoax, and the other half is supporting the hoax. And how can you support this? What reality can you fucking see to this fucking hoax? Sorry about the language, guys, but I've never seen anything like this in my whole life. And I've read about stuff like this, but never thought it would ever happen while I was alive.
Yeah, I've been expecting it for decades.
What's the goal? What are they trying to do?
It's still pretty.
That's what I don't get.
The ultimate goal is they want to. They wrote it in stone. That's what they're trying to do.
Yep.
They wrote it in stone. They want us all dead and gone.
Wow. Well, we're going to do that anyway, but. Why the rush?
Because their system is collapsing. That's well, why is it happening right now?
Yeah.
Because the banking system was about to collapse and is about to collapse and is collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
The scam can't be held up any longer. There's not any more lemmings at the bottom to buy into it to keep the thing going.
They think $4 trillion was going to stall it. And it seems like it conned the public into believing it. they're buying this lockdown shit without question. Enough of them. Without even
enough
so
of
much.
Them are. It's
yeah.
crazy. Yeah.
And there's
that's,
video.
That's what I didn't. That's what I was hoping not to see is the people rolling over like they are. It's so disheartening.
Well, right. And if you're a denier.
Everybody just rolling over and taking it, you know, just like, okay.
I'm dreading having anybody ask me outside in the real world here what I think, because I'll tell them. But they got to ask. I'm not going to volunteer it. But if they ask me, fuck, this is a fucking hoax.
Yeah.
And I
you might want to give them a little bit of a disclaimer. Are you sure you really want to know?
Yeah, but see, the kids.
Give them an out before you really lay it on them.
The kids I know from town, the younger guys I mentioned about on the radio, I ran into them during the first couple days. I was going to the store. I got to pass their apartment to go, and they were out smoking. And we were talking about it being a hoax. And the very next day, I see him getting a train to go to Hellrud to go play music. So I, he's mean. He means what he says. He's not just talking.
Yeah.
You know, and all these other people with their damn distance and coughing and all these things. Okay, here's what I'm pissed off about. These stickers are down on the grocery store 2 weeks into a manufacturing shutdown. Where did the stickers come from?
Right?
Everything's shut down. We can't make anything. We can't do anything. But we've got these stickers and plastic shields for your safety already made and already delivered.
All ready, set to go.
And yet, the public doesn't really get, wait a minute, isn't that a little fast for government? Usually, it takes months to get something approved and maybe they'll spend the money, but this was like, boom. Okay, well, you guys, this is preaching to the choir, but we're on a radio podcast. And I know it doesn't belong on it dropping a coil, but your concept of energy is so opposite of what the public is understanding that it's frightening to them, not to me. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I want to see one of you brainiacs actually do this fucking thing and make one and make it work. Make it so, number one.
Well, Larry's already done that.
Well, now it's your turn.
Yeah.
We've talked about all the people between you and the power plant giving you their bad stuff.
True.
Yeah.
That makes your voltage and amperage not start at the same time. With these coils, you get clean power. It has none of that nasty stuff from your neighbors.
Because it's generated from your original source where you are.
Yeah. That means that your equipment, everything that you're operating off of this, will run cooler and last longer.
Yep.
No brownouts, no spikes, no electrical storm shutting you off. No EMP killing you. The only thing an EMP would do to this is shut off your electronic gear. Your power would still be going.
Oh, that's right. No shit.
And that
EMP proof power,
that might be a good thing.
Yeah.
Because the modulating board's going to be inside the Faraday cage. It will not be affected by any EMP pulse by man or the sun.
Right.
Okay, when does the Faraday cage part come into the assembly part of the finished product?
That's the last step. That's the pretty box that it goes in.
And you know, explain, well, what exactly is the point of all this cage thing and why do I need it? What would happen if I didn't have me a good, well-made Faraday cage? What if it was a second-rate made Faraday cage? Would it still do what it's supposed to?
Okay. I'm sorry.
If I went to, you know, my Jew buddy and got a, you know, a discounted Faraday cage to replace your cage at a better price? You know, that kind of crap. That cut-and-cost crap thinking that people do when they're trying to save money, and they're not concerned about the finished product.
depending upon the magnitude of the EMP pulse, on the strength of the electromagnetic pulse that you're receiving or plan to receive, you could use copper screen to make a Faraday cage. What if, as the smaller the hatchwork in the screen, the smaller the wavelength that it will block. So you could have one for certain Faraday cages that just had a 4-inch grid on your wall. And some of them, it would have to be screen size, depending upon what you're trying to block. And some things, it would have to be a solid cage. We plan on putting a solid cage so that absolutely nothing can get through it. However, one thing that you must remember about a Faraday cage is that it's got to have a ground source. Without a ground source, it will saturate and possibly shock you.
All right. It'll become a battery or a capacitor.
It'll become a capacitor, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all Faraday cages anyway, basically.
Yeah, it's just a... It just picks up all the stray energy and blocks
which is why there should be a power reclamation circuit in every piece of Faraday clothing that the military makes, but there's not.
Right.
We wanted to do that to start with, is make at least convert military Faraday clothing into something with a battery charger in it so you charge your cell phone.
Damn.
Blocking.
So you just brought up something that most people never even conceived or heard of, and that's Faraday clothing.
Yeah. Military.
You ever heard of that, Flash?
Yeah, Larry's used it before.
Well, other than here?
Oh, no.
Okay.
But I have seen. I
anybody in the chat channel that's heard of Faraday clothing before, speak up.
No,
other than Hans.
I saw this. I saw this link of a guy in military. Like some kind of a camouflage-looking uniform.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know if it's trick photography, but they showed him crossing a patch of surface, and he seemed to disappear for like 2 seconds and then reappear again. And they were claiming it was light bouncing off this special clothing he was wearing. But I didn't know if it was just a link making some joke or not. You know, because people make things that aren't true. They make them look real. I watch movies all the time. You wouldn't believe the things I've seen people do on TV. Wow. Yeah, I can't get that deep, but hey.
They had to have done it because they filmed it.
Exactly.
Well, anyways,
exactly.
Can I get back to my point? Just the fact that they have Faraday clothing. Why? Why does a human need to be shielded from an EMP? Hello?
Okay, you're asking me, okay.
Why? Well, okay, yeah. I can tell him, but it's not going to be true.
You're the one that brought it up. I've never heard of Faraday clothing before.
Yeah, people that work on radio towers, the uh-huh. cell phone towers, they need Faraday clothing. People that operate radar equipment in the little module on the transport that's hauling their radar, their portable radar equipment. Those people need it. Common people, if you're in 5G, you need it.
Yeah.
If you're in a 5G area, go to
the military using it for? Why does the military have it?
So
who came up with it? What for?
The weapons that they're using won't harm them.
Exactly.
That's it.
Frequency weapons.
Yep. The Faraday cage blocks radio frequency, blocks all magnetic and transient electromagnetic fields.
Right.
Now, is this another product that if it was made out of hemp would be a better result?
No.
Okay.
No, hemp wouldn't make it any better.
Okay.
However, hemp makes about the best graphene that there is, and you could put graphene.
If he used it to make graphene, yeah.
Yeah, you could use it to make graphene.
Well, yeah, I forgot the right word.
Now let's talk a little bit more about Faraday cage in itself, just the technology behind it, and what it is exactly. It's just a cage made out of metal of some kind, either, like you said, a mesh or solid. And you want to have it grounded. Is there anything else that needs to be done?
That covers it.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be like hooked up to a particular frequency or anything to generate an interference pattern or anything like that.
You can use an old metal popcorn can as a Faraday cage.
Okay, so just any kind of conductive material built in around something.
Yeah, it goes all the way around it on all sides.
Top, bottom, left, right, and front, back.
Yep.
It has to be enclosed? 100%? Can it be just the sides and the top?
No, it has to be
open on the bottom?
No, it has to be enclosed. It has to be on the bottom, too.
Has to be 100% enclosed. Okay. Just those basic things that most people never heard of a Faraday cage, either.
If you have a dirt floor and drive your ground rod on the inside of your building, then you can do it like that.
Okay.
But if you're just going to be hauling it around and drop a box over the top of it, the EM field that it's producing is still going to go out the bottom.
It's still going to come out the bottom.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about a room, though, like a stationary thing, it's never going to move, and it's...
Yeah, just put it in a metal box.
Yeah, okay. No, I wasn't speaking. I'm talking about a whole room, actually, just wanting to set up a safe room, say.
Oh, okay, do that in your basement and paint the floor with lead paint and the walls and ceiling with lead paint.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So lead paint's enough to do it. Can you even get lead paint still?
I don't think so. And the only time it's dangerous is when babies pull the peeling paint off the walls.
You need it.
Yeah. So you've got to, you know, keep your house up and don't worry about that crap.
That's why they made Captain Crunch. It tastes better. Same poison, different color.
Right. Well, I'm excited. I've got the rep.
You know, it is amazing how many poisons we ingest willingly and how little we do to stop it.
Oh, I know.
And if you complain...
Doctor.
Yeah, but if you complain, people call you names. You know what they call me?
What?
They call me a cons piracyurist. They tell me I don't have my helmet's not strapped on tight enough. You know, I got one foot up a donkey's ass. Things like that. It's very unattractive. But according to the reality of life that I see, you know, for all the bullshit I've ever heard in my life about this, that, and the other, I think I'm a pretty good judge of I'm getting screwed here. And so to listen to you guys is kind of refreshing.
After having been screwed.
No, I really do appreciate it. Because when you guys work out a problem, it's really happening. It's not scripted. It's Rob didn't, hey, wait a minute. And then this is cool. I'm getting a giggle.
Yeah, it was nice to make that breakthrough and to where it clicked in my brain how this works.
Yeah, you were struggling for quite a while. I heard it in your tone.
I just
as well as your word.
I was hearing 147 and it's 147, but it's it's not.
He warned you.
It's not in that actual sequence because you've got a 4 in between that one.
But he warned you.
There's a 4 and a 7 in between the 1 and the 4 and the first 4 and the second 4.
But remember, he told
you can understand that
all this was going to go against everything you were taught.
You need to become an interpreter.
Exactly. Because it goes against everything you were taught, Rob Words. I can hear that.
Well, it's 147, but in one in each.
Yeah. If you add the first one,
then you have to go all the way through the cycle of 1 through 9, and then the very next 4 you come to, and then go through all the way through the next cycle, and then the next, the 7 you come to.
How many times
that creates the pyramid?
How many times did you do it before you found the right equation, Larry Woods? You experimented quite a bit with this, right?
Yeah. About 2 years. And that's making funny coils of all different shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. And then I learned Solomon math. And I learned pyramid math to go with vortex math.
Okay.
And it is the firing pattern is in the columns on the Temple of Solomon. The firing pattern is in the pyramids. Even the dips, the whole thing is there.
Yeah.
And it was just a matter of once that got done and the visualization happened, my partner Evan is the math wizard, and I set him loose on it, and he came up with one design, and I came up with another one. And by the time we got method done, they turned out to be exactly the same.
Huh.
He's right-handed, I'm left-handed. We do things differently, and it turned out exactly the same. And that's the foil that you're making right now.
Wow.
That's what they call trial and error.
Yes, sir. You got to make some of them that don't work just so you find out what don't work.
Well, that was good to know. I was curious about that. If it was just a random thing you came across just because you wrapped it that way one time, or if you actually...
No, I'm an absolute genius. I just sat down one day and put it together just when I was bored. No. No.
Well, a lot of things have been discovered that way. You know, somebody accidentally just happened to wrap some, you know, happened to do this and that happened. That was completely unexpected. I'm at a loss for an example, but
the doors of perception.
It happens a lot.
A lot of
inventions get invented because somebody just stumbled upon something.
Yeah.
And when we started getting the anomalous readings that did not follow my electricity knowledge,
right,
I started questioning everything.
Yeah, that's when you really started digging into it, yeah.
Now, what have we done wrong? Where's this thing shorting out to give us so much power? How come it's not heating up?
Right.
There you go.
Change to a different meter. Find out if that meter's bad.
Yeah, what's broken here?
You can't possibly be right. The formula doesn't work out.
You're out of gas. Yeah. You ever notice that? Almost everybody, the last thing they think of doing with a gas engine is checking the gas. Okay, I was raised by a mechanic, and he told me the first thing you ever do is check the gas. It says, relying on gauges is a sucker's move. Check the fucking gas. So I did. And guess what? There's no gas in the engine. It won't run. Okay. Well, this is, I may sound immaterial, but when you have a gas engine mind, electricity is a step in a different direction in a way. You're going into uncharted territory mechanically that you don't know. Because they're two different mechanics, you know. So gas power and electric power is two different worlds.
Yep.
So, well, okay. So I think that the person that has that gasoline engine mind is going to give you the biggest grief. Or the person, you know, here's the other one, is the armchair intellectual that saw a link or took a couple years of college somewhere and knows more than you do. There's lots of them. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can't teach somebody whose cup is already filled.
See, yeah, I came here to learn something from you. So I have to trust that you're telling me the truth. And so far, not only are you telling me, you're telling Rob, and Rob's going, yeah, that's true. So there's two people agreeing about the most unexplainable stuff. So being a layman, I'm going to go, okay, and follow this road and see where you guys take me. Because we're at the end of the show.
Yes, we are.
But, wow, what a trip. I just hope that the people that are following this have the patience to put up with the...
Yeah, sorry about the slow start.
Yeah, the inconsistencies. Yeah. And if I can suggest maybe a list of questions that you can each have to discuss in the future so the lag time is a little bit slower.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't have the questions. I mean, I was...
I realize that. This is an impossible task that I want to accomplish. Sorry, guys. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, what the hell are you trying to ask?
I don't know. Order in the science world, buddy. That's what I want. I want things in order.
Somebody needs to smoke some more pot.
I'm trying, but doesn't everything have to fall in a certain... Yeah, but it's all got to fall in a certain order or it won't work. Right, Larry? If you don't do the exact step and the exact sequence... The results that you're defining to me through the radio show won't happen. I have to follow every step exactly like you tell me, or I won't get to the end. That's
and
what I believe.
You have to hold your lip right.
That's right. That's right.
It won't work if you don't hold your lip just right.
Okay, I'm facing south in my chair.
You gotta get that little bit of tongue stuck out, you know, and just... You gotta...
Required. I never was one of those people, but I see them. Oh, my God. But does it hurt to think or what? You make funny faces when you have sex with yourself. My God. Get a room, son. Get a room.
Anyway. Damn it, Bobby.
Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry Woods. And thanks a lot, Rob Woods.
You bet.
And we're absolutely doing something that I don't think anybody else has tried it like this before. So it's kind of cool to be in on, like, I feel like a mad scientist in a way. Like, I've got
beats the fuck out of voting and hoping, huh?
Yeah, I've got my honorary mad scientist suit.
Yeah.
I wear it. Yeah, okay, maybe it's a dunce cap, but I'm picking up a little bit. I'm learning stuff. You made one more comment earlier, Larry, and that was Solomon Math, and you said something else, but I didn't catch it to memory. But it was just a few minutes ago between the Faraday cage and when I interrupted you last.
Pyramid path.
Path?
Math.
Math. Okay.
M-A-T-H.
There you go. I was hearing things. Pyramid. And these things are all important in the electric world.
But they show you how things work in the real world. They show you patterns. They show you Fibonacci sequence. They show you the golden spiral. It's all there.
But I've got the internet. I don't need the real world.
The only things that you should not know are the things that you do not want to know when you got the internet.
Well, I find myself trusting just a few sources of input as far as, you know, what I allow myself to believe. So, and I'm a doubting Thomas. People have been calling me that for like 50 years. When I was a little kid, you don't believe anything. Well, it's because you're all full of shit.
You're such a skeptic.
Yeah, and I just always knew some
so skeptical.
You're full of it, all of you. And who knew I was right?
You curmudgeon.
Yeah, but now I'm a Corona denier, and everybody hates me again. I can't win. You win them in on this side.
Positions have changed.
And then you lose them on, I was right with climate change, but I'm wrong with Corona. Who knew?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well. Maybe you guys can explain to me on a show why the whole Bill Gates whole operation depends on two words, and one of them is virus in both businesses. What a coincidence. Like yeah. trained seals barking at a fucking fish.
Yep. Well, I'm not a very nice about how I feel about the stuff that we are enduring at the moment, so that's probably not the best way to end the show. Yeah. I'd be did out in 5 minutes.
Did you watch that Ike video, Flash?
I'm sorry, David I had Ike. My wife ask me something. Okay,
that
what?
David Ike video.
Oh, I don't know. I don't need any more convincing. So at this point, I don't even know what
well,
I've seen.
Well, it's not about convincing. It's about having knowledge. He explains a lot of that. Do you follow David Icke, Larry?
Oh, as far as that.
A little bit.
Well, he just did an interview with a guy on London Real. He talks about how the coronavirus and 5G are connected and.
Oh yeah.
That's the big scam and it's just a big power grab and.
What else
we
could
just
it
let
be?
It happen.
Yeah, but what else could it be?
There so that Gates can chip everybody and they'll have a one-world government.
Yeah. And he talks about Gates and, oh, man, he don't like Bill Gates or Elon Musk.
Yeah.
At all.
I don't either. Either one of them.
Yeah, they're...
Elon Musk is a...
Psychopath.
Liar.
Woo. Dark words on the end of it. Dropping the coil.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, drop the coil.
Deal with that.
Yeah, but I started
down to the dropping of the coil part.
I started a few minutes late too, so I guess we can run a few minutes if you still have something important to say.
We're just bullshitting.
Oh, okay, but yeah, this is quite the education for me in a weird way that I can't put words to yet, but eventually, it'll make sense.
Yeah.
You know how things are. You see something and you're curious about, but you don't know why. And I'm not. Smart, picking up all the logic and every drop of math, but I'm getting the overall picture just from the explanations.
Uh-huh.
So, well, to let you guys know that I'm getting somewhere with this so that you hear it from me.
Cool.
If I sat on that
well,
kind
it's
of
good to know.
Information.
It's good to know that.
Yeah.
Because from what we've done, if you can go back through our shows and follow along, a relatively intelligent person should be able to build a coil from this.
Exactly. But here again, if you don't have funding, you're screwed. Because, you know, that's life. These things cost money.
Like I said, it cost me $300 to get a 3D printer. So, I mean, the
okay,
initial setup
to
some, be a little expensive. But
exactly. To some
you
people,
know,
it could be a lot
once
of money.
You have all the things you need, you know, cost me less than $5 to print a donut, $12 for some wire.
Well, you know, the beauty of the internet, too, Rob, is people can communicate with each other and meet up. So, you know, you can always find somebody that has the funds that doesn't want the part of making something.
Right.
You know? It's like putting Larry and Rob together on the radio at the same time. I was lucky to do that. Rob asked me if I could, and I went, sure, I can do that. So here we are, but so many other things can come from this one thing. This is amazing. Yeah, you're gonna.
What thing?
Yeah, you'll have plenty to talk about next week. I'm sure it'll be a little bit less airtime for the audience.
The Free Energy Special Interest Group. If you'll go back all the way to November of last year, that's when I started posting. The scientific information on that site from November of last year to now will give you most of the math and all the science and some of the circuitry to a system that will give you free energy out of an Earth battery. It's a really good
That's
Facebook
their
page.
Facebook page. I don't have that. Yeah, I'm not on Facebook.
Okay.
But that's okay. I got what I need. I got it right here.
Yeah,
this little piece of paper.
Were you talking about the link you posted already, Larry?
Yeah.
Okay, because I got that. Okay. I thought I had to get something else.
No, the YouTube link I posted is just some of their meetings.
Oh, okay. Well, it's that same group on Facebook.
Yeah.
Then there you go. Oh, so I can just write. Look
if
at
you're
Facebook.
Smart enough to follow this whole conversation, you're smart enough to go find them on Facebook. FESIG.
Yeah. Okay.
Free Energy Special Interest Group. Those that are want to know can find it themselves.
Okay.
They're following this. They're smart enough to go find people on Facebook.
Yeah, well, I guarantee you what you guys are talking about is not for the weak-minded. This is a tough thing. And I know I got more talkative.
It took me several tries to get this whole concept down of the 247.
Oh,
that was just bugging the shit out of me.
But I'm going to still harp on, he warned you in the first place by saying everything that you know is going to go against what you're going to find out. Well, beauty
it wasn't
of this
really based on something I knew. It was based on you have to know the formula. You have to know the parameters of what you're doing. And 247 wasn't enough parameters to.
I'm not talking about the I'm not talking about the mistake in the equation. I was talking about the overall scheme of. You've taken a verbal concept and communicated it over the internet and radio.
Yeah, to where I can actually.
To where you're actually building one and
physically going
to
build it.
Yeah, and it's kind of a nerdy, exciting thing to be a part of.
Yeah,
you brought the nerd out of me. Oh my God. I'm going to go get a pocket protector.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, maybe some Benoit balls. You know?
One of those little squeezy hand things that you squeeze.
I've got pretty strong hands for being an old, young,
small
guy.
Yeah, well, about your perverse tendencies, man.
Both of them equally. I'm ambidextrous, sucker.
Just the right.
That's
it's not just the right hand.
And married, so, yep. All
or
three of us.
It's been fun, guys.
I'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much for doing this program. It's been a lot
of
fun.
Thanks for putting up with us.
My pleasure. Yep. Okay, let me get to the button so we can say over and out. You guys ready?
Yep.
See you next
over
week.
Over and out. Oh.